I remember the first time I heard a Rusalka charm. A friend's grandmother in a small Russian village was pouring water into a jar, muttering something about a forest path and a wounded mermaid. She wasn't performing for an audience. She was just protecting her family. That's how these things work. They're not spectacles. They're routines. In Slavic folklore, healing incantations have been passed down for generations. They blend Christian imagery with older pagan elements. The ones below come from a Russian esoteric magazine, but they represent a living tradition. The Rusalka charm against illness. This charm is meant to keep sickness away when everyone around you is getting sick. According to the source, you perform it during a new moon, around midnight. You pour holy water into a container, enter an empty room, place the container on a table, light an orange or green candle, and recite. A Rusalka walked a forest path, scratched her tender foot, and from that wind came not blood but pure water. That water flowed as a stream across the land to the island of Bayan, where a high mound stands. On that mound lies the Aladar stone, full wide. It cannot be lifted or turned as long as the human race lives on earth. As the water flowed under that stone, so sickness followed forever. Now and always, from circle to circle. So it was, so it is, so it will be. After that, you extinguish the candle and go to sleep. The next morning, you add 3 tablespoons of the water to tea for each family member. In folklore, the island of Bayan and the Aladar stone appear in many Russian charms. They're mythical anchors. The idea is that sickness gets trapped under the stone, never to return. I'm not sure whether holy water is essential. Some practitioners use spring water. The key seems to be the belief in the ritual itself. It's a cultural phenomenon, not a verified medical practice. The longevity incantation. This one is for general health and long life. You recite it periodically as a preventive measure. The text goes, I conjure myself firmly, solidly, against evil times for longevity. Whoever plucks all the grass in the field, whoever drinks all the water from the seas, even that one will not surpass my word, will never break my charm. The stars in the sky are not counted, the sun and moon are not consumed, the water in the ocean is not drunk, the river sand is not counted. So let no one ever harm me or steal a single minute of my life through sorcery. Key in water, lock in sand, and God's protection always with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now and always and forever. Amen. What strikes me is the imagery of impossibility. Plucking all grass, drinking the sea, counting stars. Those are impossible tasks, so the charm is meant to be equally unbreakable. It's a poetic way of saying, this protection is absolute. The Christian ending is common in Slavic folk magic, where old pagan formulas got an orthodox overlay. Historical records show that such incantations were often spoken over food or drink, which was then consumed. The words were thought to transfer their power into the body. Some practitioners believe the repetition itself creates a protective mental state. Sun protection and elder health. 2 shorter charms address specific needs. 1 is for preventing sunburn. Every morning before going out, you add a tablespoon of sea buckthorn juice to a glass of cold water. Spring water is preferred, but boiled tap water works in the city. You dab the liquid on exposed skin and say 3 times. Sun is a friend, not an enemy. I am like the solar sea buckthorn, protected from the sun's rays. Sun will not stick to sun. I will be healthy and beautiful. Sea buckthorn is rich in vitamins, so there's a practical layer here. But the charm frames it as a magical alignment. You become like the plant that thrives in sun. The 2nd is for elderly people, to be recited over food or drink. Lord, Heavenly King, Master of Life. You created me in your image and likeness. As the saints' bones do not ache, as their hearts do not pain, so let nothing hurt me. Neither at new moon nor waning, nor at full moon, nor at red dawn. Be my body strong, my loins powerful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now and always and forever. Amen. This one directly addresses the moon phases, showing the lunar influence in folk healing. The phrase red dawn refers to the color of the sky at sunrise, considered a powerful time. All these charms are part of a tradition where words carry weight. Whether you believe in their power or not, they offer a glimpse into how people have tried to control health and fate for centuries.